Heather Sienkiewicz writes, celebrating the Sordoni Art Gallery's golden anniversary warranted an exhibition worthy of such a landmark. In the spirit of our first exhibition that centered on Wilkes-Barre native George Catlin, we opted to honor another Wilkes-Barre native, Rose O'Neill, born here in 1874. Known as the Mother of Kewpies, Rose O'Neill was so much more. Artist and illustrator, writer and poet, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and suffragist.
I would have to say that she's probably best known for the Kewpie doll. And this is a doll that first emerged as a comic strip, later became the subject of a major merchandising campaign that made her millions. And she's the first woman to do that. She does not have a background in business. She wasn't that savvy with money. But this was an idea that caught fire. And she said that the Kewpies came to her in a dream and they tumbled across her bed. And then she knew she had to draw them.
There were Kewpie dolls in Jell-O ads and so forth. Yeah. That looks like the work of somebody who would be just a totally sentimental artist. But she did have them advocating for women's suffrage.
Absolutely. And she was passionate about women's suffrage. And this is where I see so much of the genius in her. She knows that her creation has somewhat caught fire. And then she's seeing the power in that. So she decided that there could be a way that she could use the Kewpies to advocate for things that she believes in, and that was certainly for the right to vote.
That from Heather Sienkiewicz, director of the Sordoni Art Gallery at Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre, and curator of the exhibition One Rose, celebrating the life and legacy of Rose O'Neill. Rose O'Neill will be inducted into the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame on October 4th at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts as a member of the class of 2025. George Catlin, the painter we just heard about, was inducted in 2023. Bill O'Boyle is a member of the Luzerne County Hall of Fame Steering Committee and a columnist and staff writer for the Times Leader. He stopped in at the WVIA studios to tell us about the Hall of Fame and introduce us to this year's inductees.
The background, Erica, is that many years ago, Joan Ardon said we should start a Hall of Fame for arts and entertainment in Luzerne County. So we thought, well, that's a good idea. So we started meeting about it a few times and talked about it, but we never really got the push to do something. And then Joe said one day to me about 3 years ago, you know, we really got to get this off the ground. He said, can you put a board together? I said, sure. So I went and I thought, who would I want to see on this board? And I came up with, I think, a pretty good board, who are all still with us, by the way, and doing great. And we established ourselves in, I guess it was late 22. And then 23, we announced. And then we had our first induction ceremony in November of 23. Our second one, second class, was inducted in mid-October of last year. And this year, the third class will be inducted on October 4th. As you know, we've managed to really induct some people who are very well-deserving, like yourself and George here, George Graham here at WVIA. And people always ask, well, you're going to run out of people. Not a chance. There are so many on our list, and we keep getting more and more all the time. And our two committees, our arts committee and our entertainment committee, meet and they research everybody and they discuss them and they vote on them and they pare the list down and then they come up with who they think should be going in this particular year. And again, they've amazed everybody with the group that they've selected. All very deserving people, and it should be a great night on October 4th.
What's very important is that some of the people from the past, significant as they were and are, and people have maybe forgotten about them. So it's wonderful that you honor them and shine a new light on them. Franz Klein, the painter, for example.
Yeah, and that was important to us, to make sure that the people who have passed on, who did so much in both of those areas, get recognized for their amazing careers and contributions, not just in Luzerne County, but in the country and across the globe. And all of these people are just, it's amazing. And when you look at the list of people who aren't in yet, you wonder, well, it's just a matter of time because there's so many that are deserving, but we can't put everybody in all at once. So it's going to be a great night. We have a great list of people, and we're expecting a nice crowd, and we're going to have a few live performances, which is always good, but that's not why we're there. It's just an enhancement to the night. The night is to honor everybody equally for what they've done in their particular areas, and that they're represented if they're no longer with us by family or friends.
And you have a balance. It's not all people in theater. It's not right. All people in rock and roll. It's a nice balance to show how broad the range of talent is.
Yeah, and this year's a perfect example of that. Right off the bat, we have Lillian Kahn. Lillian grew up in Kingston. And if you don't know who she was, she and her husband built and created the Coach Leather Company, which is still going on in Manhattan. You know, Leatherworks. And she just had the cultural foresight that made her one of the most powerful women in the fashion industry. And she grew up in Kingston. Then we had Niccolo Cordiglia, a painter who crafted his likenesses of politicians, public figures, and community leaders. And he had his own impressive output. He taught some of Luzerne County's greatest artists through his one-man art school in Wilkes-Barre. The next guy is a favorite of mine. I've known him most of my life, Bob Heim. Bob Heim, a cartoonist, illustrator, and journalist. And it says here, a charming sense of humor, which is vastly understated. His knack for finding the quirks in each new project is legendary, a fitting compliment to his status as one of Luzerne County's most fascinating artistic figures. And it's interesting because if you go to, I think it's a coffee shop over in Luzerne, there's a phone booth there. And if you look in the phone booth, you'll see some of Bob Heim's work. And I called him when I saw it the one day, and I said, "What is this?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I like to call that the world's smallest art museum." And that's exactly what it is. But Bob will be there. He's in his 80s. He's going to be there. He's very excited about this. Next, we have Lyman Howe, pioneering traveling filmmaker who outpaced the ambition of his movie-making peers. His turn-of-the-century achievements include the use of synchronized sound, filming in an airplane, and documenting military and political history. From Wilkes-Barre. Another one of my favorites, because I grew up in this era, Marion Lorne. If you don't know who she is, Aunt Clara from Bewitched, the television show of the 60s. And besides her famous television work, she acted in films and theater productions for 7 decades in both the United States and England. She grew up in West Pittston. I didn't know that until we identified her. Rose O'Neill, the artist who created the Cupie doll, the Cupie characters, and became one of the earliest female cartoonists to achieve national recognition and acclaim. In a male-dominated industry at that time, she illustrated with an unshamed feminine touch. She invented the Cupie doll. I mean, everybody knew what the Cupie doll was. Lawrence Russo, sculptor, whose work is present across the Northeast United States, and his most famous sculpture people see every day and don't even notice it. It's Christ the King statue on the top of the King's College Administration Building on River Street. It's one of the most knowing and towering works of art in the area. So that's our arts inductees. We also have several entertainment inductees. Andrea Bogusko, legendary, longtime instructor, whose music company has become a fixture in the local community over 4 decades of business. Generations of students, and that's so true, generations of students have flocked to learn from a master who brings legitimacy to each initiative she touches. Andrea will perform at the event on the piano, on stage at the Kirby. Next, an iconic rock group, the Great Rock Scare. The energetic band that entertained audiences with their faithful renditions of classic rock hits. The group's musical excellence and brilliant promotional backing took them to the peak of local popularity in the 1980s. Bill Space, Sunny California, all those guys, they're going to be there and they're going to perform on stage, probably as our final act.
You're coming back for more, but that's all right.
How about this name? Florence Foster Jenkins. So-called world's worst opera singer. With a Carnegie Hall performance and fascinating life story to her name. Before a string of health issues dashed her genuine musical ambitions, she performed as a child prodigy pianist. There was a movie made out of her life. It starred Meryl Streep. And if you've ever heard Florence Foster Jenkins sing, you might be surprised. But she's going in posthumously. The Lear Brothers Band, another supergroup that sprouted from some of the area's most popular bands of the 1960s. And I'm going to say their groovy original material was an extension of the sounds that came before, helping to bridge the gap between two generations of musicians. A rather new band, going to be at the arena in November, I think the 13th, probably to a sellout crowd, Motionless in White. They're an aggressive metal band with a catalog that includes radio-ready hits and brutal deep cuts. Their gothic collective persona and haunting tones have brought them a devoted following of fans which stretches across the globe. They are so popular right now. It's unbelievable. Their tickets sell like crazy. Now, they are not going to be able to be there that night. We're hoping to get a video of them accepting the award. But I did talk to their manager, and she said they are thrilled to be going in. They're quite the band, but unable to perform. Matthew Rogers, a Grammy-winning songwriter who has worked with some of country music's biggest stars. His run of modern success has penetrated the competitive Nashville scene and resulted in a number of chart-topping tunes. He's from Kingston, and he's been in Nashville a long time, and he's written songs for a lot of major country and western performers. Then we have Joe and John Stanky, the polka-playing brothers who have wielded their accordions and their instruments for the enjoyment of listeners' ears and feet. The ensembles they have led, the Cadets and the Coal Miners, respectively, are staples of the community, and they'll both be performing separately with their bands. So if people are in the mood to do a polka, come on out on October 4th. Next one is our board member and one of our team board members, Alan K. Stout, music journalist and radio host with an unrivaled dedication to local artists and entertainers. Through his work in the media and as an event organizer, he has platformed Luzerne County's finest alongside some of the world's biggest acts. He also runs Visit Luzerne County, and he's done a wonderful job there. He used to work for the Times Leader for transparency purposes, but he's had such a career with so many interviews with so many major performers. So he's going in. Next one we have here is a fellow named Paul Pringle, a native of Wilkes-Barre. He's going to receive the first time award of the Distinguished Achievement Award. Paul is a Los Angeles Times reporter who specializes in investigating corruption. He won the Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting with his colleagues Matt Hamilton and Harriet Ryan in 2019. Was a finalist in 2009 and a member of reporting teams that won Pulitzer Prizes in 2004 and 2011. Pringle won the George Polk Award in 2008 and wrote the nonfiction book Bad City, Peril and Power in the City of Angels. He's the first recipient of the Hall of Fame's Distinguished Achievement Award. This guy's had a heck of a career, and he was nominated, and we said we have to do something. He's not actually in the arts or entertainment areas, but we thought that his career merited recognition. So he's coming in from Los Angeles. He'll be there to accept the award, and we're looking forward to having him there. So you asked before about the Hall of Fame. We were formed in 2022, and we organized to honor those that are natives of or residents of Luzerne County or those who have roots in Luzerne County and have gone on to achieve success or gain notoriety or have had a great impact on the world of arts and entertainment, either in Northeastern PA or beyond. So It's an organization that is still in its very early years. It took us a while to get here, but I think we've done it and done it the right way. And I think our selection process is totally democratic. They sit and they research, they vet, they talk, and they vote, and they decide, and they come up with the list every year, and they've done a remarkable job. Our steering committee does not sit on either of the selection committees, but we try to put the people from the community on that have the knowledge and the background to fairly evaluate these people. So there's no partisanship. It's all based on achievement and popularity. And I think that for the third year in a row, they've done a remarkable job.
And the community can nominate.
Yes. We have a Facebook page, Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame. And we also are in the process of creating a website, which will make it even easier. But yes, they can go to the Facebook page and they can nominate somebody. That nominee will then be put on a list, and they will be given to the appropriate committees, and they will do their job in researching who they are and go from there. And most of our nominees do come from outside the committees. And the committees are just the filter to decide who goes in. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. Tickets are still available. If you want to come and enjoy the VIP party ahead of time, you can buy them up until Monday, I think, at 5 o'clock. That gets you in the door, and you get a little food and some social activity. You can meet the inductees and talk and this and that. The VIP starts around, I think, 5 o'clock, so you have to be there by 4:30. If you just want to come for the ceremony and watch the inductions and the performances, those doors open at 6:30. It's a great night out. You're going to see some great talent. You're going to learn a lot about the people. The newspaper I work for, the Times Leader, is printing our program book again, and they have the complete bios of all the inductees, which people can read and learn all about these fantastic people. And it's at the FM Kirby Center on Public Square, and it's a spotlight for the arts and entertainment communities. And we wanted to make sure, because there was originally a plan to maybe just do like a music hall of fame, but we felt the arts community was just as important, and we thought we wanted to combine them and make sure that the people who have gone on and done such great things in both of those areas are honored. And so everybody is excited about what's going on this week. We have great partners in this thing with the VIP, Metz Catering. They help us out there. And we have great sponsors and great supporters who have made this whole thing possible. And all our donations are filtered through the Luzerne Foundation as a 501c3. So donations are tax deductible and all that. So it's just a great thing, you know, and we're getting more and more interest in people who want to serve on the committees as well. So we're expanding the arts committee, especially because we had less than on the entertainment side. So we're getting more people involved there, so we reach all the areas.
Bill O'Boyle, member of the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame Steering Committee and columnist and staff writer for the Times Leader, speaking with us about the 2025 Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame ceremony, taking place on October 4th at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Bill cited those who will be inducted this year and spoke about those who will be performing. And as he advised us, if we would like to take part in the VIP reception before the event, we have until 5 o'clock today to get our ticket. And we can go on Facebook for the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame and get tickets for the VIP session or for the event itself. And again, that's October 4th at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And as always, they know how to do an awards ceremony just right. So it's Facebook, and it's for the Luzerne County Arts and Entertainment Hall of Fame, October 4th at the FM Kirby Center for the Performing Arts. And as Bill told us, we might want to get there at 4:30 for the 5 o'clock start of the reception, and then the event itself will take place after the reception has concluded.